please get comfortable. Headphones are recommended. Take any steps you can to avoid unnecessary distractions for the next several minutes. If you need to, pause the file, unplug the phone, turn out the lights, go to the bathroom, or take care of anything else you can think of that might interrupt your listening pleasure. Hello once again. This is Sarnoga. It is my hope that you will soon become comfortable with my voice and listening to my voice as I take you to another state of consciousness. Many of you know what to expect out of trance. Some of you may not. Some of you may be expecting some kind of blanking out of your conscious mind while listening to this file. That may or may not happen. To be quite truthful, and I always like to be truthful, don't you? It doesn't really matter if that happens or not. Your conscious mind may fall asleep. It may become bored, or it may spend all of its time focusing on going into trance. It can even spend this time trying not to go into trance, or insisting that there just isn't much to all this hypnosis stuff. And if that's what it thinks, it would be right. There isn't much to it. Not nearly so much as some people like to believe. The fact that there is so little to it is what makes it so simple and so effective. Now, if I really wanted your conscious mind out of the way, one way for me to do that would be to bore it to sleep. But that is not what I want to do, though I may do it by mistake. Did I say mistake? My choice of words there may have been a mistake. A better word would have been neglect. It is quite possible that I might bore your conscious mind to sleep through neglect. There is a very simple explanation for my neglect of your conscious mind, though I would still hope that I am not so boring as to put it to sleep. The explanation is that I am not concerned with your conscious mind, at least not at the present. There is also an unconscious mind in there somewhere, and I am not much concerned with that either, though I do hope that I don't bore your conscious mind into unconsciousness. But enough of neglect and what I am not concerned with. I might just as well get to the point of concern, whether you are concerned with it or not. I am hoping to communicate with your subconscious mind. I know it is in there somewhere, and I know it hears me. But the trick is not to get your subconscious mind to hear me. It hears everything. The trick is to get it to listen. Whether or not your conscious mind is listening, I don't mind. There is nothing going on here that needs to be hidden. My concern with your conscious mind is what will be communicated to it by your subconscious. Rather as though I am going through a third person that knows you so well, it can take my muddled explanations and translate them into something that can later be useful to your conscious. But it would be nice if the subconscious were listening. It would almost make it worth the risk that the other part of your mind is going to sleep. Now, getting someone to listen is not always an easy matter. There was a singer of songs that once sang the words that a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. And those words are often true. But men can be complicated creatures and don't always behave in simple ways. Before this file was posted, I had to describe it, and describe it in such a way that made someone want to listen. For after all, if nobody listens, how can they hear? Which seems different from what I said earlier, that the subconscious hears everything, but I need it to listen. But there is more than one kind of listening, just as there is more than one kind of hearing. And sometimes, listening is hearing. And sometimes, hearing is listening. But listening and hearing are not always the same. That reminds me of another saying. I love to learn, but I hate being taught. And that is true of so many of us. Learning is a pleasure, but being taught is a pain. We like to learn because we like knowledge and truth, but we often hate being taught because that requires us to listen. But even when listening, we don't always hear. Or is it that when we hear, we don't always listen? But we all like hearing the truth, and when we listen to the truth, it often gives us new ways of looking at things and new ways of hearing. But there are times when we don't like being taught because it requires us to look at truths in a new way and sometimes challenges our beliefs. The odd thing is that beliefs are often stronger than truths. When a belief runs head-on into a contrary truth, it is less than certain which will end up gaining the upper hand. Sometimes someone will choose not to believe a truth so that they don't have to change a belief that is important to them. And a belief is often the measure by which we judge a truth. Even though, if something is true, it is true whether we believe it or not. It sometimes pays to ask the question if one would rather believe the truth or would rather their beliefs were true. Sometimes a person, when presented with enough evidence that their strongly held beliefs are not true, ends up having to reassess those beliefs and maybe make some changes. But some changes don't want to be made, even though someone's conscious mind recognizes that those beliefs are not true. And it is then that they sometimes need to be taught by their subconscious mind, whether they like it or not. But the simple fact is that the subconscious can often hold as dearly to a belief as the conscious mind, though at other times it is more willing to hear. And I hope that here is the place where it will choose to listen. And as you hear with all of your minds, I hope that you will listen with some of them. Listen to the words as they flood over you. Hear what is being said, because the words you hear are true. I hope by now you have become accustomed to my voice. I like to think it is not a bad voice. But more than that, I hope you think it is not a bad voice. Because you wouldn't listen to a bad voice, would you? And when you hear my voice, I want you to let your subconscious mind listen to my words. I want to speak to that part of you that is always listening, but not always hearing. And as you become more comfortable with my voice, that part of you will become more comfortable with hearing. So much so that when it hears my voice, when that part of you hears my voice, it will become instantly attentive, though your conscious mind may not be listening quite so much. There is a part of the mind where information is processed, where decisions are made, where things are accomplished. Some people call that part of the mind the subconscious mind. That part of the mind can control many aspects of our life, as well as bodily functions, including responses to certain stimuli, as well as sexual responses. Other people call that part of the mind the conscious mind. I don't know what you call the different parts of your mind, but you do. What I do know is that, whatever you call them, you have both minds, and I don't mind what you call them. There is a famous song titled, "People Are Strange." It's hard to imagine that not being the truth. One term for people we don't know is to call them strangers. The subconscious part of the mind is often a stranger to the conscious part of the mind. But that certainly doesn't mean that it is stranger than the conscious mind. After all, what is stranger than believing something that isn't true? The part we often think of as ourselves is often strange indeed. One of the stranger things it does is to believe it is in control of things that it does not control. It believes it is the part of the mind where decisions are made. But maybe that isn't so strange, because it is partly true, or at least it has the illusion of being true, because when you decide to do something, you usually do it. If you decide to close your eyes and go to sleep, you usually do it. And if the subconscious allows the conscious, the illusion of being in control, that is okay. People like to think they are in control of their own lives. Little matter that there is really very little they are in control of, so long as they believe they are in control. Belief is often so much more important than truth. Or so we think. We believe that it is our conscious personality that analyzes data, processes information, and makes decisions. And we are quite content believing that, even when it's our subconscious mind that is making the decisions. But the real truth, the truth that matters, is that information gets processed, decisions get made, and things get done. Why squabble over which part of you is making the decisions? It's all you. The strength of the conscious mind is reason. But reasoning, while useful at times, isn't always the tool that is needed to get things done. And for one reason or another, which is hard to determine, it is often reason that has the most difficulty replacing belief with truth, or believing the truth. So oftentimes, that is where the other part of us can come into play. That is the part I am talking to now, the part where the real decisions are made. That part of you knows who I'm talking to, and the other parts can listen if they want to, and try to make some sense of it all. After all, it's nice to believe you are in control. I like to believe that I am in control, and I know you do too. But I also don't like to be taught, though I do like to learn. And I like to listen, though I don't always hear. But you can both hear and listen at the same time, and you can learn without being taught. This is a chance for your subconscious mind to make discoveries that it can later reveal to your conscious mind, if it decides to do so. When your subconscious mind is hearing, regardless of what your conscious mind is doing, that is often referred to as trance. And that is the state you are in right now, no matter where you live. since your subconscious mind has become accustomed to my voice and listens to it and hears it as it chooses, it will now be able to achieve a state of trance whenever it hears my voice. Your conscious mind may not realize what it is doing, but that doesn't matter so much as what your subconscious decides it is doing. And by now, your subconscious should be very comfortable with my voice. You are here, and you find yourself listening. Or maybe you are hearing. Maybe you are doing this out of curiosity. Maybe you are doing this because someone dared you. Maybe the only reason you are listening is because you want to be a buttfucker. But you are listening, and the reason doesn't really matter. And as you listen, you begin to feel a growing desire, a need to fuck butt. Oh yes, you enjoy being a buttfucker, and you like fucking butt. But even though you enjoy being a buttfucker, and you like fucking butt, it isn't the act of fucking butt that drives you. And you are driven. You are driven by a desire to dominate and control other men. And what better way of dominating a man, of demonstrating your control over another man, than by fucking him up the butt? That's right. You have a burning desire to dominate and control other men. And you want to demonstrate that dominion and control by fucking their butt. You want to take your hard, stiff, powerful cock and shove it up their ass. Sometimes you make them suck you, but only long enough to get you stiff or to use their spit as a lubricant for fucking their butt. And sometimes you have them suck you after, but only long enough to clean off your dick. What really turns you on, what really excites you, is dominating and controlling other men and fucking their butts. You are not gay. You are not homosexual. You are not sexually turned on by other men. What does arouse you sexually is power and control. You want to dominate and control other men and fuck their butts. Gay men have other reasons for engaging in and enjoying anal sex, but those reasons are of no concern to you. Some of them may even be turned on by power and control, but again, that is no concern of yours. You are not interested in butt-fucking a gay man who might have been looking for it. You want a straight man, a heterosexual, that you can humiliate and control by fucking his butt. You are turned on by power and control. You are turned on by humiliating other men. It's not that women don't have a certain sexual charm, but you cannot fulfill your need to dominate and control by dominating a woman. They are too soft, weak, and easily controlled. Or at least most of them are. Even a sissy can dominate most women, except for the very weakest of sissies, those pathetic creatures who allow themselves to be dominated by women. What you want is a strong, hard man that you can dominate, that you can make submit to you, and you want to fuck his butt. That's what you want to do. Bend him over and fuck him up the ass. You're not looking for weak men, sissy men. It's no challenge to dominate and control the weak. That's right. You want strong men, powerful men, so that you can demonstrate that you are stronger and more powerful yet by fucking their butt. And each time you bend a man over and fuck his butt, you feel your own strength and power growing. And as you listen to my voice and hear my words, they take you down deeper, deeper, into a deeper and more powerful trance. You feel the words strengthening you and making you even more powerful. You feel the strength of your personality growing to the point that you know you have the power to dominate other men by the sheer strength and power of your personality. When you walk into a room, other men just know that you are the most powerful among them, and they submit to you. They submit to you, and they let you fuck their butt. You radiate power, and other men know you are going to fuck them, but they are powerless to stop it. Even against their will, they find themselves submitting to your power. They need your approval and your strength, and they submit to letting you fuck their butt. You are not interested in sissy boys. What you want is strong men groveling at your presence and submitting to your every desire. Strong men that instinctively know you are stronger yet and will submit to a butt-fucking if it's from you. You want other men to acknowledge your superiority, and you want them to show it by giving you their butt. It doesn't matter to you what their age is. You are a butt-fucker. You dominate other men and fuck their butts. You will fuck an old man, a middle-aged man, a young man. It doesn't matter what they look like or how old they are. The only thing that matters is that they are strong and powerful, because you are stronger and more powerful. They don't necessarily have to have physical strength either. That isn't the measure. It's just as good taking the old man who is financially or politically powerful, or both, and fucking him up the butt. It doesn't matter that his body is no longer strong. You want to break his spirit. You want to demonstrate your power over him and turn him into your sniveling bitch who will do your bidding, including bending over and letting you fuck his butt. You are equally pleased to take a 40-year-old businessman who works out at the gym and is physically strong, but also has financial power. You want to break him. You want to fuck him. You want to dominate him. And every time you butt-fuck a man like that, or any other man, you feel your power growing. You feel your strength growing. But you don't stop there. After you have completely subjugated and humiliated a man, you move on to another. And each time your power grows. You are always glad to dominate the intellectually or mentally powerful. College professors and scientists, engineers and the like. You enjoy dominating them through the sheer force of your personality, making them submit and fucking their butt. But you don't need someone to be intellectually or mentally powerful. It is just as enjoyable for you to dominate someone physically powerful, the workman, the laborer, the bodybuilder. You love to take them and fuck them up the butt, to humiliate them and dominate them. And after you have mentally and physically dominated a man, after you have fucked his butt and broken him, you move on once again looking for another. Another good choice for dominating and humiliating a man and for fucking his butt is policemen. You love to butt-fuck cops. Not the sorry old worn-out cop who spends his time in the donut shop looking forward to retirement. You want the young, aggressive cop who thinks he has the world by the tail and has others submitting to his petty authority. It is so much fun to turn the tables and let him find out that he is really nothing more than your punk, and he is going to let you fuck his butt. And you do fuck his butt. You fuck him and humiliate him and make him your bitch. Then you move on looking for another. An 18-year-old high school boy is good. He may not be the smartest, and he has little, if any, financial or political power. But he has the strength of youth and is sexually powerful and strong in body. Maybe not as strong as a man in the prime of his life, but strong all the same. You don't want a sissy boy. You want one that's strong, maybe on the football team. One that is heterosexual and sexually powerful and has all the girls sniffing around him. You want to fuck his butt and turn him into your little sissy boy. You want to take him up the ass and dominate him. It is so delicious breaking one of those 18 or 19-year-old studs. You want to throw him onto his back, bend his legs up over your shoulders so that he has to look you in the face as you fuck his butt. You want him to see your face as you fuck his butt. You are going to make him orgasm by fucking him up the butt as he looks in your face so that he will forever know that he was brought to orgasm by a strong man fucking him up the butt. One good butt fucking like that will break him and shatter his self-esteem. You can turn him into a sniveling little wimp who will spend the rest of his life begging men to fuck him or begging them to let him suck their cocks. Being butt fucked to orgasm by a strong man just once will be enough to destroy his will forever. And as you listen to my voice, you feel your trance getting deeper and stronger, just like the strength of your personality. You feel your power growing, and you know you are soon to be the strongest, most powerful buttfucker anywhere. And you are a buttfucker, a strong and powerful buttfucker. And you don't discriminate, no sir. Under the right circumstances, you will even buttfuck a woman. But she would have to be a very strong and powerful woman. It is good to take a woman that has moved up too high, has gone too far, and thinks too much of herself and dominate her and fuck her butt. Teach her some humility. But usually, the only time you are interested in a woman is when she has a boyfriend or a husband that interests you. She is only a means to an end, a means to dominating her husband or boyfriend so completely, so thoroughly. You want to make her husband or boyfriend give her to you, so you can fuck her as they watch. Fuck her as they watch and masturbate on your command. That's right. You want to make them masturbate as they watch you fuck their wife or girlfriend. And when they come from jerking off while they watch you fuck her, you stop fucking her. Take the husband or boyfriend, bend them over, and fuck their butt while their wife or girlfriend watches. That is your favorite of all, to make a man masturbate to orgasm while he watches you fuck his wife or girlfriend, and then to fuck his butt while they watch. And you love being a butt fucker. You love the excitement and thrill of dominating other men. Another thing you really love is butt fucking a butt fucker. It is so delicious, so enjoyable, fucking another butt fucker, and showing him that you are the stronger, the more powerful of the two. You also love the secret danger. Oh yes, being a buttfucker can be dangerous too, but you can handle it. It is dangerous because there is always the possibility that someday you will run into a buttfucker more powerful than yourself, someone whose personality and body is strong enough to make you submit to them and to let them fuck your butt, ending your butt-fucking days forever. It hasn't happened yet, but it could. And it feels so good listening to my voice. You love listening to my voice, but you also know that soon it will be time to get up. You know that soon you will be out looking for another butt to fuck. You are going to start waking up, just a little at a time. And when you wake up, there will be one thought foremost in your mind, and that is satisfying your desire to find another man you can dominate and control, and fuck his butt. You awake with a very strong desire to be a butt fucker, and that desire will get stronger and stronger until you satisfy it. And after you satisfy it, by humiliating another man, making him submit, and fucking his butt, you will drop him and start looking for another. And you will feel your strength and power grow with each butt you fuck. But now it's time to get up. So I'm going to count now from 1 to 5. With each number I say, you will become more and more awake. 1. Just starting to wake up. Your mind is starting to return to its normal state of consciousness. 2. A little more awake. You are starting to notice your body and the burning desire in you to dominate and control and to fuck butts. 3. More and more awake. You feel both your mind and body beginning to stir. 4. You are becoming more aware of your surroundings. You are aware of your breathing and what is going on around you. 5. Awake and refreshed. I hope you enjoyed the file.